Hey, hello. It is Throwback Thursday, August 3rd. Is it August 3rd, 2017? Steve Cypress here. As always, I start out by sharing my rhino of the day. And yes, you might notice in the background, for those loyal viewers on my daily videos, I am back upstairs in my regular office. The temperature was above 110, 115 for the past at least a month or so. And I refuse to turn the air conditioning on upstairs to heat half of this place when no one's up here, because I just went and worked downstairs where the AC is on. And but it actually it got, I think it's even in the 70s last night, and maybe today. It's monsoon season and there's thunderstorms, and amazingly it rained all day today, even though we're in the desert in it's in the summer. So I'm still getting used to it, as you can tell. Only lived here about a year and a half. And so here I am, moved officially back up to my office. I have multiple monitors. I have all my stuff and my files, and everything is now near me instead of going up and down the stairs to get stuff. And there's my faithful, trusty, endangered rhino behind me on the wall. And here is the rhino of the day, is this pink stone rhino. And I think I used to know what this stone was called. So if anyone knows, hey, Bruce, and you want to put it into one of the comments and let me know, but I thought it had a specific name. It's a pink stone. I don't know if it's a marble or something. Very cool. And I noticed that you might see, it's a little tough to tell on that side, a little easier here, that his horn appears to, at some point, and I don't remember. I usually remember all the stories behind all my rhinos, but his horn appears to have broken off at some point and have been glued back on. So I don't remember what I did, or maybe someone else did it and didn't even want to tell me. They just glued it back on. I don't know. But that's one reason a rhino is the symbol of the entrepreneur, because you can even sever the nose from its head and that doesn't stop it. Okay, we've got 2-inch thick skin and we just can't be bothered by the slings and arrows and gunshots and whatever's out there in the jungle of life, because we're rhinos and we just keep charging anyway. So this guy keeps charging. I think I've had him about, I don't know, 25 years or so. Anyway, not much to share on Throwback Thursday today in the way of business advice, but I thought you might, I've just found this in a stack of old photos and figured I'd share it here on Throwback Thursday, so you might be a little amused about this photo. There is me in front of Federal Hall. History buffs or New Yorkers might recognize that. It's on Wall Street in Manhattan, in New York City. It was built to be City Hall of New York back in like the 17th century, but then it became, when the United States became the United States, it actually became the first Capitol building of the United States. And I think that's why they put a statue of George Washington out in front of it. And so that's like where the inauguration was and where the first Capitol was of the United States of America before Washington, D.C. was even, mined and constructed and all that kind of stuff. So kind of some famous landmark. To my right, in this photo would be the famous shot of the New York Stock Exchange on Wall Street. But there over a kitty corner to it is the old Federal Hall in New York. And I don't know if you can see, but if you look really close, amazingly, actually, there appears to be a teeny tiny bit of hair actually on the top of my head. So you know that's an old photo. So that is Throwback Thursday. It's about 15 years ago, I would say. I don't see a date. Sometimes there's one comes out on the corner of these things. Oh, another thing is, talk about a throwback. Like, it's a photo on photo paper, which is photo paper that says Kodak. I don't know if you can read that on the back, but it says Kodak. Another throwback to when Kodak was actually a business and one of the largest businesses in America, until they decided that we are going to go against the trend, the tide to digital, and we're going to remain, simply photos on paper. And we all know where that ended up. Like, I think the story is Kodak with like tens of thousands of employees went bankrupt, while Instagram with like 14 employees was also in the photo business, but the online photo business. And with 14 employees, they were worth billions of dollars while Kodak went bankrupt. So I guess there is a little business lesson there, is don't buck the trend. Go with the flow. Follow the wave. Jump. Ride it. Don't fight it. And another lesson is that big companies like Kodak that move real slow, like big freighter, big cruise ships, it takes a long time to slow them, stop them, or turn them. But small business owners are more like, we're in a little speedboat. So Instagram said, you know, we're going to do this, and we can move and shake and turn on a dime and still around, aren't they, and worth billions, or to whoever bought them out. But that's still going strong while Kodak is gone. So I guess there is a little business lesson in there. See, as hard as I try to not talk about anything business-related, it pretty much just doesn't work. So that's it for Throwback Thursday. As always, at the end, I see if there's any comments, questions, concern. Raymond Aaron, the Raymond Aaron? Fantastic having you here. Talk about a success story in business. Raymond Aaron is behind the scenes to many successful entrepreneurs. I had him speak at one of my events talking about Throwback Thursday. That was in 2011. I think it was in January, so that's about 6.5 years ago, and he brought down the house and did a great job. And some of the clients I know he took on are still massive successes, all thanks to you, Raymond, if you're still listening. And anyone else that's here, shoot me a comment or a message or an email, Steve at Steve Cypress. And if I got time and it sounds like something interesting, we'll get on the phone and I'll help you out, or we'll just connect. It's all good. I love it all. And I will be back tomorrow. Now, most of you advanced marketers, tomorrow is Foundation Friday, where I share a very basic foundational tip, and it's a good day off for the advanced marketers out there. No need to check in on a Friday. It's a foundational basic tip that, of course, you've been using and implementing and making a ton of money on for at least some time. But for more newbies to the world of effective marketing for small business owners, join me tomorrow on Foundation Friday. I will not let you down with a foundational tip that will help you go from wherever you are, maybe you're doing well, to doing fantastic. Maybe you're struggling, we'll take you to doing great. But whatever it is, we'll do that tomorrow on Foundation Friday. Thanks for being here on Throwback Thursday. I'll see you tomorrow on Foundation Friday, everyone. Bye-bye.